Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
One of the largest sports complexes in North America will be built right here in Middle Tennessee.
A 30-acre site in Franklin was just bought by Nashville's largest health company.
Plus, an Atlanta firm purchases two properties in the downtown area.
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily.
Morning, Nashville.
All right, Nashville, we hope you had a fantastic weekend.
I know I did.
I hope you did as well. And if not, I know you'll be gearing up for the holiday weekend here pretty soon. And we've honestly, you know, normally this is a time where you take it easy. We're ramping it up because you know what? Nashville does not care.
No, we don't care.
That it is a holiday season right now. Honestly, Nashville has ramped up more in December than it did in October or November, mainly November, as far as real estate and the development side of things. So we've got a lot to talk about here today.
Yeah, and the first one, we're starting down in Murfreesboro. We don't talk about Murfreesboro quite often, but we are talking about it today. And there is a $350 million sports complex set to open in Murfreesboro in the next few years.
So this is coming from the Nashville Business Journal. They report in a few short years, Murfreesboro will be home to a sprawling $350 million sports complex, one of the largest in North America, which is pretty incredible. Legacy Sports Tennessee recently announced plans to build a 260-acre complex.
Where did they get all that land?
I don't know, but I love it. With dedicated sports spaces for a variety of sports, as well as an amphitheater for concerts and exhibitions, it's expected to open in 2024. Down at the bottom of this article, actually, it mentions some of these places, a dedicated space for a range of activities, including sports like baseball, softball, soccer, but we'll also have facilities for cheerleading, dance, esports, which I think is pretty cool that they have that there, and obstacle course racing, among others. I mean, in esports, you may need referees, too, to make decisions, right? You pull them from the baseball field, and
yeah,
and you tell them, hey, make a call. And we need you to make a call on computer three there. He's it's a tough one.
He's double jumping. he is illegally double jumping in Halo. Do you even know what I'm talking about, Aaron?
Yes, I do. No, okay. I don't.
All right, so a double jump in Halo. This was very particular in Halo 2. My true name.
I only got
out
into Call of Duty, so I missed. Okay. I missed the whole Halo era.
I'm a huge Halo fan, so I'm playing through the new one right now. So it's a lot of fun. But a double jump is where you would glitch into the map, and basically you knew the angles where you had to jump, and then you would all of a sudden like do a super jump because the map was glitching. And so that's a double jump.
Interesting.
And so when a referee,
so you could go outside of the world, basically.
Yeah. And then cheat, which it was always fun. But that referee is going to have to go in and be like, you're double jumping right now. None of that.
Yeah. Get out of here. Legacy Sports Tennessee is the sister complex of Legacy Sports USA. It is a 320-acre sports facility soon to open in Mesa, Arizona.
Well, this is crazy, too. So the project is anticipated to host more than 3 million visitors annually and generate tens of millions of dollars in economic impact for the local community.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. My hometown in Kentucky got an area a little bit smaller than that, but very similar, called a Field of Dreams. It's been an incredible thing. It brings economic activity into your city that was not there before. And it was just cornfields beforehand. There's one baseball field in that area and then cornfields surrounding it. And so this brought a lot of economic activity to our county.
If you build it, they will come.
Well, at least in this case,
Field of Dreams, right? Field of Dreams.
Yeah, exactly. So Rutherford County, this is pretty cool to see. Rutherford County has built itself as the quote sports capital of Tennessee for several years because of its multiple existing athletic facilities, including those at MTSU, the Tennessee Miller Coliseum, and the Adams Tennis Complex, among others. The proposed site for Legacy Sports Tennessee is adjacent to I-40, That's great. There's a lot of land along I-40 and runs along Northwest Broad Street. Construction is expected to begin later next year, which is pretty incredible to see. I mean, if they're already in that realm of, you know, hosting a lot of tournaments and you know, being a hub site for a lot of sports, this is just going to propel them into that next level.
And now we're going to go over to the next county. So we had Rutherford County, and now we have Williamson County. And this just happened. This actually happened November 24th. So we've been delayed on this news because there's been so much development news that's happened. But one of Franklin's high-profile vacant properties has a new owner, and it's not a mixed-use developer.
Yeah, so HCA Healthcare, through a subsidiary called Judson Holdings LLC, they paid $25.5 million for 30 acres along Interstate 65 and McEwen Avenue in Williamson County. This is coming from the National Business Journal, and they say this is according to newly filed deeds. The site is dubbed Franklin Summit. It is one of the largest vacant and developable chunks of land in greater Nashville, which is, you know what, that's very interesting to me, because you would think that if an area like this was available, you know who I thought would have grabbed up something that is that prime for development? Storyville. They must be still waiting to raise a little bit of money to purchase the land.
Well, that's only 30 acres. So, like, if you know McEwen,
yeah,
so
I don't know. You look at Six Flags, they can do a lot with a little.
That's true. That's very true. Because Storyville wanted 100 acres there. So
yeah, that's true.
I truly do believe that Storyville will be closer to Century Farms. That's where I still think it's going to be, or it's going to be north of downtown Nashville. But McEwen right there where they're building this, so across the highway or across 65, that's where you have like the Whole Foods and Walmart and whatnot. And it's going to be on the other side of the interstate. That area is going to be one of the largest areas for developers over the next 2 or 3 years, because it's prime land. It's in Williamson County.
Well, the traffic of Cool Springs.
Oh yeah, hands down
is huge. So every area in that Cool Springs area is super busy.
And so this is actually really cool. Franklin Summit's current zoning allows up to 12 stories per building, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah,
it's considered one of the most predominant development sites in the Nashville area, because it's right off the interstate. Like, it is literally.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you see other buildings in that area.
Oh, yeah.
Are mid-sized towers.
Nissan's headquarters is right there. Like, it is truly one of the best areas for development in Middle Tennessee.
Yeah. So the newly sold land, which sits on a hill overlooking the interstate, is one of a collection of development sites primed for mixed-use developments in the area. Another site called Ovation sits less than a mile away. Highwoods property now owns the majority of that 143-acre property, and Southwest Star used to open that. So, I mean, this is going to be a big thing. I wonder what HCA is. It really doesn't talk too much about what HCA plans to do with that. I think it's probably safe to say that they may be
a hospital.
No, they only manage hospitals. Yeah. You know, I would imagine that they're probably, I bet they have a large Franklin presence of employees.
So a campus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense, but we'll see what happens. Up ahead in today's episode, we're going to be talking about two new developments, and we're not even close to being done talking with new developments here in Nashville for this week. But before we move on, we have to make sure that you know that Davidson County has partnered with the Partnership to End Addiction, and the Partnership to End Addiction has created this program called the Spike Alert by Text program. It's a free and confidential program that delivers customized messages directly to a subscriber's cell phone. This allows families, caregivers, and community members to receive spike notifications of overdoses that's issued by local law enforcement and public health officials. Program participants can also receive messages from the Partnership to End Addiction's customized platform to their family's needs, providing additional support, information, and resources to address a loved one's substance use. If you know anybody who is currently using, or even if you suspect that he or she could be, the Partnership to End Addiction encourages everyone to sign up. When a family member is struggling, it can feel like a scary and utterly powerless situation. but the Spike program provides information at a critical moment that can save lives. You can learn more. You can see it on the screen here or in our show notes at nationaldailypodcast.com. You can learn more at drugfree.org/spike or text spike to 855-963-5659. Again, that is drugfree.org/spike or text spike to 855-963-5659.
You know where you should eat locally this week to support some small local businesses?
Ooh, some good Christmas time food. Tell me more.
I think you need to check out Caliber Coffee. Caliber Coffee just came out with their seasonal winter drinks. It's like French toast and something else, but
You sold me there.
It was like a French toast latte, and I'm like, you guys need to go support this local business. It's in Donaldson. It's incredible.
It's like hearing the news of when Cinnamon Toast Crunch added French Toast Crunch.
I don't think I know this.
Really?
No, I don't.
It's still not as good as Peanut Butter Toast Crunch.
There was a Peanut Butter Toast Crunch?
Oh, dude, you are missing out. They've had like 20 different flavors at this point.
Shoot.
Peanut Butter Toast Crunch was good, but French Toast still. But very good. I'm excited to try that.
We need to go try it right now.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited to try that. It's tempting. We're not going to skip out of here early to go and try that. But first, let's head over to Explorer's Nashville tip of the day.
For Explorer's Nashville tip of the day, it's very last minute. Like, Christmas is literally like 4 days away. So you need to head over to L&L Market off of Charlotte Pike and get some local gifts from all of the incredible vendors there. In Tennessee, the popcorn store.
They have a spice store.
The spice store. That's really good. Pasta store. Ooh. But L&L Market is truly a great shopping area for Nashville.
And even if you just want to experience, it's Tennessee, so it's not going to be this winter wonderland Christmas right now. But if you want to experience all of the good just kind of seasons of people shopping and hanging out, and you just want to kind of hang out on your computer and get some work done in a really nice environment, L&L has, I believe they have, it's not Three Brothers, it's Honest Coffee Roasters.
Yep.
And they have the same black and white branding in their names, so I always get them mixed up. But it's a really great place. Now, as we've talked about before, no power outlets in there, very few of them. So bring your MacBook charged or and ready to go. Or a generator.
Yeah, just bring a generator.
I mean, why not?
It's Nashville.
Weirder things have probably happened. So for a tip of the day, visit the L&L Market. It will serve your local coffee needs. It will serve your ability to get a wide variety of gifts for people this holiday season, and especially in the last minute. That is Explorer's Nashville tip of the day.
Today's episode of Nashville Daily is in part brought to you by Screen Threads. If you're looking for Nashville-themed merchandise, look no further. Our listeners can use the code Nashville Daily to get 10% off their next online order in-person visit. You can find them inside of Marathon Village or at thescreenthreads.com.
All right, now let's get to the good stuff.
Down to business.
Let's get down to business development. Two things are coming in from an Atlanta hospitality firm. This is pretty wild that these two things have been announced kind of so close to each other. They're both coming from the Nashville Business Journal. Let's talk about one first that is in Midtown. So an Atlanta hospitality firm has filed updated plans for a mixed-use district, not a building, a district in the radius of some of Nashville's most watched developments. So North Point Hospitality is eyeing a 28-story residential tower and a 12-story hotel at the intersection of 19th Avenue North and Church Street. This is kind of near the Broadwest Weston Avenue split, a little bit past that. The two buildings would comprise 311 residential units and 182 hotel rooms, respectively. We have a photo here of this area. Now, this looks like a chalk sketch, but nonetheless, this is a rendering of what this area would look like. The two buildings would comprise 311 residential units and 182 hotel rooms, respectively. And the one-acre site would hold around 74,000 square feet of commercial space. Wow. 74,000?
That's crazy.
Holy cow.
That's all on the bottom floors, I guess.
I guess so. Maybe even maybe a couple floors.
Yeah, maybe.
That's interesting.
So this is, they're dubbing this 19th and Church. So this is going to be the name of this mixed use development.
Okay.
Right down the street from Broadwest, which is crazy because we literally just talked about this on Friday's episode.
Yeah.
What's going to happen with the Beeman lots? So this is another development happening on that strip.
Yeah. So this is pretty cool. They, in 2018, they actually bought the project site for $6.5 million, and the firm filed plans for two hotels at the time for a combined 339 rooms. So North Point site is just over 1,000 feet away from Broad West. So they're in good company with a lot of recent developments. I mean, this area is going to be, it's West End is already strangely very walkable. In this area.
It's because of Vanderbilt.
And, you know, has actually a pretty good grid in that area. Yep. But, you know, we're seeing this area grow up a ton. And so looks like North Point's 19 and Church is going to be pretty good alongside what's coming in. Looks like they are planned for a top floor amenity deck to their smaller hotel. And the residential tower includes plans for a similar component on its 25th floor. And the two buildings would be separated by a public alley.
Now we're going to make our way into the Gulch because North Point Development or North Point Hospitality is also going to be developing this land that was the former site of Jackalope Brewing
Company. I was about to say, how is their land in the Gulch? How is their land available?
I have no idea. But Jackalope actually started in the Gulch, and then they got basically priced out. They moved down to Wedgewood, Houston to have their new facility. And this is going to be on the former land. And we do have a photo of what this is going to look like during the nighttime and during the daytime.
Whoa. Good on them. Now, this is a rendering.
Yeah, that's one of the best renderings I've seen in a very long time.
Yeah, so for context, let's go to the daytime photo. Just to the left of that daytime photo, I believe, is Party Fowl. Right.
Yes.
And so if that gives you context as to where this would be, that sat
so
formerly
8th Avenue Division.
Yeah. So that sat formerly kind of a tap room for Jackalope there, along with a coffee shop. And Party Fowl looks like will remain there, which is good news because, man, I'm craving some Party Fowl right now.
Yeah.
That we were talking about that. But what an incredible site. So what is it going to be? The Nashville Business Journal reported a few months ago that they have filed for a 20-story hotel and filed by Shades Urban Hospitality. Of course, this is going to be another North Point site as well. So this is going to be pretty cool. They spent about $16.7 million per acre on this property.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy to think about. But if this hotel actually becomes a reality, it's going to house 237 rooms, and it will also include 2,250 square feet of retail, a rooftop pool and restaurants, as well as a penthouse and four levels of parking. And that's one thing the Gulch needs is parking.
Yeah.
It's a very high need in the Gulch.
So let's check out the profit margin on this land. The seller was Eddie Kirkland, who paid $92,000 for the land
wow.
in 1993.
I would say that's a great return on your investment.
Oh, man. Eddie, give us a call. I mean, that's awesome. so this is pretty cool. A lot happening in this Atlanta, from this Atlanta firm, North Point. And, you know, my guess is they've been eyeing this stuff for a long time. And I'm glad that they've finally been pulling the trigger on this stuff. All right. So a new development. This is actually one that we haven't made an announcement for in a long time or heard anything about, and that is an affordable housing unit from private developers.
All right. So this looks like it's going into Edgefield, which is a community located in East Nashville. And this is actually going to be quite big.
Yeah. So what is this? It's two national development firms and a nonprofit. They plan to break ground this upcoming March of 2022 on a large affordable housing projects. So Holiday Ventures and Evergreen Real Estate, along with local rehabilitation center Samaritan Recovery Community, they plan to bring 484 affordable housing units to and a new 71,000 square foot 132-bed rehabilitation center to Edgefield, according to a press release. The two-phase project located at the current site of the Samaritan building is dubbed Shelby House. So for the Samaritan board, the head of the Samaritan board signed for a $52 million construction loan to finance the development, according to newly filed deeds. So this is very interesting and actually very cool and a very unique partnership here. The CEO of Holiday Ventures, one of the firms, said the need for high quality affordable housing has never been more urgent, and we are looking forward to seeing this project come to life. The first phase will build 195 of the apartment units, all which will be reserved for families earning 20 to 80% of the area median income, according to the release. Samaritan Recovery Community's rehab graduates will have first come, first serve access to these units when possible.
Oh, that's very cool. So the center, which opened in 1964, will remain open throughout construction. The release said phase one of the project is expected to wrap up around fall 2023.
Very interesting. So that is pretty cool. And we have no shortage of development news that is coming throughout the rest of this week. Some cool things coming up. More development news coming your way tomorrow. And then some best of 2021 coming later this week. Some of our favorite moments throughout this year. So we hope you have a great Monday. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Nashville Daily. You can check us out over on Instagram at xplr.nash, as well as our YouTube channel, xplr.nash. For Nashville merch, we have you covered as well. Find that at xplr.life.
You can also text us at 615-392-1358. And for more exclusive content, head over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. Nashville Daily is produced right here in the great city of Nashville. So if you like what we're doing, please give this podcast a 5-star rating and share it with your friends.